Even if the training was engaging, here's reason number two, you likely didn't spend much time figuring out how to translate the new insights into action so you'd do things differently. When you got back to the office, the status quo flexed its impressive muscles, got you in a headlock, and soon had you doing things exactly the way you'd done them before. The third reason is that the seemingly simple behavior change of giving a little less advice and asking a few more questions is surprisingly difficult. You've spent years delivering advice and getting promoted and praised for it. You're seen to be adding value, and you've the added bonus of staying in control of the situation. On the other hand, when you're asking questions, you might feel less certain about whether you're being useful, the conversation can feel slower, and you might feel like you've somewhat lost control of the conversation. And indeed, you have. That's called empowering. Put like that, it doesn't sound like that good an offer. But it's not that hard, really. At my company, Box of Crayons, we've trained more than 10,000 busy managers like you in practical coaching skills. Over the years, we've come to hold these truths to be self-evident. Coaching is simple. In fact, this book's